It's January 5th, 2021, and welcome to a bonus episode. Okay, so this episode is basically completely dedicated to Joanna Penn from the Creative Penn podcast because she made an episode all about her goals this year, and she encouraged others to do the same. So, I am not one to set resolutions, because resolutions to me always get broken. I also don't typically have goals, because goals are something I know I can achieve, and I don't know anything I can achieve, especially after this past year. But I have some dreams, and I have some things I want to work towards. Like continuing to exercise and eat well. I've been doing really well on the exercising front lately. Not so much on the eating well the past few months, but the holidays. So we all kind of dip off a little bit. Another thing that I want to keep doing is saving money. I've been doing really well at it since I had a car accident and now I have to get a new car. You know, these are the same goals that everybody has. Eat healthy, exercise, save money. Now for more of my poetic ones. I want to continue writing. I want to hopefully bump my word count up to 1,500 words a day. I don't have to. I'm not telling myself I have to, but I want to. And that includes everything from this podcast to the blog I just started to writing my novel to writing my other poetry book. I want to actually take a writing class. I've never done that other than in school. I also want to stop lusting after dreams. Every day, I will spend probably at least an hour a day collectively thinking and dreaming about owning my own bookstore, and I know it's not going to happen. It's not financially sound. I don't know where my life is going to go. I need to stop lusting after that dream. That's taking up time I could be spent doing something useful. Another thing I should stop lusting after is being a writer that can actually live on it. That one hasn't been able to be quenched yet, especially considering I'm making this podcast. Another thing I want to do is take control of my situation. I am not happy with my living situation right now. And at the moment, I'm not financially sound enough to make it better. I currently live in my grandpa's basement. And while my grandpa is absolutely wonderful, I really want to live alone. But it's starting to become another dream that I lust after that I need to let go. And finally, to bring it back on a tick upward instead of that downer, I want to make my own clothes. I've done this before in the past. I am a knitter and crocheter, and I sew, and I make things. That's nothing different. But I haven't made my own clothes in a long time. And I'm currently reading this off of a section of my notebook that I have doodled a dress pattern in. And I'm also sitting next to a sweater I'm knitting, so I'm on my way to that, apparently. Hopefully, I can accomplish anything this year. I'm not even shooting for the stars. I want to survive 2021. And I want to come out as unscathed as possible. Let me know what you want to do this year. Even if it's something as small as this year I want to read more books. I feel like that's a big one, actually. Personally. But let me know if you go to my website, Ellen Powell Writings. You can see all my social media there. Feel free to message me, email me. It'd be fun to get in contact with people. I hope this year doesn't beat us down as much as last year did. Stay creative. And a final thing, I want to thank Joanna Penn for just being herself. She has inspired me for months now to keep going. Just. I listen to her podcast at work secretly through an earbud, and it has actually given me the courage to write and to publish my book. I am currently looking at her book, Your Author Business Plan, and the companion book that I bought the other day. I've already started reading it, and I am already very glad that I bought them.